Viewer discretion advised. What you're about to hear is vulgar and kinky as fuck. This audio is a fantasy roleplay. It was created for adult entertainment. It's only works of fiction, no basis of reality. This audio is not intended to be used as encouragement nor instruction. The creator does not condone the activities depicted within this audio. But what I do want is for you to have a safe place to kick back, pull out your rock hard cock, and get down and dirty. Hope you enjoy.
As early as I can remember, my family was always whispering evil shit about my father, the Night Stalker. The tales I heard as a young girl literally made my skin crawl. Yet right before puberty, these same stories of the sexual serial killer made my sweet cunt pound for penetration. I'll take you back to the beginning, before I was even a blip on the radar. My mother, Regina Hatcher, was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, by a young single woman who would prostitute to make ends meet. She worked in the evening while my mom was home alone. One summer's evening around midnight, Regina was sleeping in her bed when a dark-haired 20-something dude broke into her opened window. Mom recalled this tall, lanky man shaking her awake. Then he quickly ushered her out the window and carried her back to his car. It was dark, and my mother, a young girl at the time, was still half asleep. But she had this feeling of familiarity when it came to the stranger. She actually thought it was a family member picking her up. Mom doesn't remember how long she was in the car or what the car looked like, but what she does recall, at one point, this fucker told her to open up the glove compartment. She did, only to see his gun. He shut the glove box, throwing her a look as if to say, "There it is, do as I say or else." This kidnapper had my mom touching the bulge in his pants as his large fingers fondled her pussy. He told her to pull out his dick, only to instruct my mother to lay on the long bench seat, head in his lap, as he forcefully pressed her head down on his hard cock. This criminal pulled up beside a house surrounded by other homes. There were a few German shepherds that started barking at them behind a chain-linked fence. He told Regina to step into a large duffel bag. He warned her as she stepped into the bag to keep her mouth shut. He gave her this look of death before he said, "If you don't do what I say, I will fucking kill you." As they walked into the house, she vaguely remembered seeing clutter on a couple of couches. The TV was blaring with a dark, putrid stench in the air. This pedophile rushed her into a small room with only a bed and a dresser. The Night Stalker would sit her on his lap while he slapped and fingered her pussy. He would tell Mom to spread her legs wide before he began finger-fucking her hard, eventually laying her down on her back so he could thrust his cock in and out of her pussy and asshole. She said he would ram his dick in and out of her so aggressively, giving her this evil laugh while he watched her cry, whispering into her ear, "You love it, whore, tell me you fucking love it." But she refused, begging him to stop, crying it hurts. The only way my mom would get a break from his relentless hardcore fucking was telling him she had to go pee, and the kidnapper wouldn't let her do it alone. He'd lift her up on the sink in the bathroom to watch her. After days of this sexual torture, he told her to get back into the duffel bag, walked her out to his car, and drove away. It wasn't long before he pulled over on the side of the highway in Los Angeles. She looked into his black eyes, hearing the words, "There's a gas station over there, go. Have them call the cops and your mom." She hightailed it out of his car, never looking back. 9 months later, I arrived into this world, a healthy 5-pound, 4-ounce baby girl named Rain Hatcher. Everyone said it was a happy baby, making people laugh, always full of love. Well, that all changed when I started learning who my father really was, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. I looked his name up in the public library, only to find out he was a serial killer who terrorized the people of Los Angeles and surrounding areas for a year. As a young adult, reading about my dad's sexual deviancy, these evil crimes against women made my pussy hot. This one particular day, I came across a quote by my father Richard that said, "I was in alliance with the evil that is inherent in human nature, and that is who I was, walking death." Feeling like I was going to have an orgasm in the library, I quickly headed home to masturbate while mom was still at work. The sun was going down. As I kicked rocks down the road, I noticed this younger guy walking ahead of me. I had this innate urge to stalk him. Watching from afar, this guy walked into the front door of a blue house 3 blocks away from me. My body was filled with an erotic electrical charge like I'd never felt before. My pussy was dripping, soaking the crotch of my panties. After prowling around his place, I went home. When I got there, it was dark except for the bright full moon that lit up the sky. I turned on the radio and paced throughout my house, thinking deviant thoughts of this boy while rubbing my pussy. All of a sudden, I heard these words, "Yes, I'm the night prowler when you turn out the lights." It filled my ears and mind with dark thoughts of the sexy guy. I was wearing a blue jean miniskirt, black tank top with a pair of combat boots. I grabbed my black ski mask and left for his house, with no good intentions in mind, of course. Walking through the backyard of my unsuspecting prey, I could see there were no lights on. And then it was like I sniffed out his young cock, immediately finding him. I took a look inside his bedroom window, and he looked so good lying on his bed. I noticed a back door a few feet from him, figured it was worth a try. I grabbed the knob, expecting it to be locked. Instead, it let me right in. That electrical charge lit me up again as I made my way to his dick. His door was ajar as I slowly stepped in, shutting and locking it behind me. He was wearing a pair of boxers with a penis hole in the front. My body straddled his waist before slapping his sexy face a few times. As I watched his eyes opened, I had my hands firmly gripped around his neck. He gasped, looking right into my eyes that were surrounded by the black ski mask. I whispered, "Don't make a fucking sound, asshole, or I'll slit your goddamn throat." The look of fear in that boy's eyes made my cunt come all over his hard penis. That's when I realized I need more, lots more.